I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano program. Welcome in, everyone. I remember a conversation with Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick a while back about this Equality Act. And one of the public faces of the Equality Act, what's being proposed, what's going on in schools, and you have biological boys. Here's the headline from the New York Post, and I really feel for this mom. Biological boys are running my daughter off the track. And I'm looking at a picture of the daughter and kids like this. These are not just, let's have some fun, run track. These are athletes, successful, until they meet these two biological males. I believe there are at least two, who they can't beat in something like the 100-yard dash. So joining us is the mom, Cheryl Radichowski, and the attorney from the Alliance Defending Freedom, a great organization, Kristen K. Wagoner, here on Talk Radio 1210. Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Mom Cheryl, the point that I've been making into this, and it bleeds through in your article, to really be a picture of this, I think, is that your daughter and a couple of the others that I've read about, and one I spoke with, another mom, these are not people dabbling, if you will, in track. They are serious and tremendous runners. But even with all that being said, when they line up against these two males, given what we know about physiology, they stand little or no chance. Probably no chance is the more accurate thing. Tell me about your daughter, about her training, about her drive as an athlete.
Well, just as you mentioned, girls do deserve to compete on a level playing field, and forcing a female athlete to compete against biological males isn't fair and destroys their athletic opportunities. My daughter, Alana, trains very hard. She competes in the 100-meter, 200-meter, and 400-meter events. She trains countless hours to shave just mere fractions of a second off her race time. Yet when she positions herself at the starting line and that gun goes off, she knows that the odds are against her and that really fairness no longer exists. It motivates her, but yet she still knows it's not fair. They have a physiological advantage over them that there's no denying.
And there is a hashtag out there, and again, we've seen this with others. 30,000 Americans, you say, have signed the hashtag Fair Play petition to keep people like your daughter from ending up on the sidelines. Even at the Olympic level, there's concern, Cheryl. They're going back and forth, it seems to me, of what the standard will be here, because they're concerned the slightest edge. It could be hundreds of a second in the Olympics. So what is it that happens at these meets then? What's the feeling when these guys show up? Do people cheer for them? I mean, it just seems to be shameless, these invasion of girls' sports here.
It's the elephant in the room. This year, this past spring was Alana's first year competing at the high school level. She's only a freshman, and she didn't do indoor track. She dominated all the way until she got to the state open. It was the first time facing the boys, and it's gut-wrenching to watch. I can't lie. It's common sense tells you it's just not fair, but there aren't many people that are willing to speak out. It's the elephant in the room. It's very frustrating, and that was a motivating factor for me to speak out, and I'm super proud of Alana for taking the stance and being courageous enough to do it.
So in a 100-meter dash, give us a sense, somebody this good, and there's a couple of other girls too that have been tremendous, the type of thing, they're going to get a college scholarship and all the rest, hopefully. How much does she lose by to these males?
I don't have the exact times in front of me, but Alana finished, I think, like a 12:02, and the boy that finished in first place was probably like an 11:06. So it's significant.
Yeah, it is. 11:07. And again, these are not the best male runners. The last that I remember, and I wouldn't be accurate, but for one of these two guys, at one point, they were ranked. One of them was ranked 27th in the state.
Exactly.
If they had the best running against your daughter, people don't get it. It's not just speed. There's a strength element, a testosterone element, in addition to speed in something like the 100-meter dash. I mean, we have to educate people to that it's just not doable. I don't know. It would be quite a race, these guys say, against one of our Olympians. They might beat them even, or it would be very, very close, I would think.
Well, yeah, there's no, I mean, science and common sense just say that boys have a physical advantage over girls, you know, size, bone density, strength, heart, lung capacity, and no amount of hormone therapy is going to eliminate those advantages.
Yes, and in some cases, they're not even required, I think, in New Jersey to have hormone therapy or to say that they are or whatever. Kristen, what do you say? What's the legal argument here, though, that says, look, we're not going by biology anymore or even having to get hormone therapy or whatever. This is the identity, the gender, the chosen thing, at least in this instance. And that right, I think, is being said, trumps the rights, not just of the daughter here, of Cheryl, but of women's sports. I mean, that's what's at stake, right?
Well, what's at stake is rolling back 50 years of work that we've done to ensure that women have equal opportunities in all kinds of different areas. At stake here is there's Title IX. That law was enacted specifically to ensure that women have equal opportunities in athletics because boys will always have physical advantages over girls. And the reality of this, when you think about it, is that every boy on a podium means that there's one fewer girl on the podium. And there are real-world implications to that. Certainly there are implications for the girl. Her banner doesn't get in the gym. She doesn't have the recognition at school. But economic issues as well, like college scholarships.
Right.
So it's sad. In Connecticut alone, one boy now holds over 10 records in the state that once belonged to 10 different girls. And that's just over the course of
you know
a
what?
Years.
I'm glad you said that. I'm writing that down carefully. That is just, I don't know how anyone, Cheryl, and particularly, I'm very competitive, as you might guess, and I have sisters, and I've seen the one of the biggest and best developments is females over the last 20, 30 years, to your point, Kristen, able to compete in this kind of level. Every study that we've seen, what it does for girls in sports, but particularly girls that are not just kind of playing this a little bit, dabbling in it, but want to go on and doing this, it's thrilling to see females have the same opportunity as what I experienced through sports growing up.
Absolutely.
And it's character development. I mean, if you think about
sure.
the opportunities that athletics provides for girls in for the rest of their lives, and so we're optimistic that we're going to be able to get some justice for these girls, but also to stop this whole movement in its tracks to ensure that there are equal opportunities for all of our female athletes.
Now, one thing that I saw in here that I thought was beautifully put in, I'm glad you addressed this, Cheryl, you wrote, "Lest I be assailed by the PC crowd, this has nothing to do with white privilege. My daughter is a beautiful young woman of color, nor is it about lifestyle. I believe love is love. It's about fairness of play, about women not being spectators in their own sports, about a level playing field."
And I truly believe that. This has nothing to do with lifestyle. It has nothing to do about race. This has to do with what's fair for women in the athletic arena. They deserve to compete on a level playing field. And right now, what's happening in Connecticut, as you mentioned before, I'm not sure if you're aware, in the state of Connecticut, since 2017, boys can simply self-identify. That's it. There's no hormone therapy required. They just have to say they feel like a girl. In 2017, these two individuals that Alana's competing against ran indoor as a male, and then a couple weeks later ran outdoor as a female.
Yeah, and I like what you're saying. Look, whatever people are going through, whatever choice they're making, they have every right to do that. I get that. But they don't have a right to inflict harm, this social engineering, on people like your daughter and women's sports, the broader women's sports. I think, though, that you're seeing what's happening with the Olympics. Now we're really into something where people have trained to within 1/100 of a second, and women athletes and others are pushing back. But, Kristen, the problem is even someone like Martina Navratilova, who is gay and is one of the most prominent 5 female athletes arguably ever, when they spoke up, they get a backlash that's unbelievable.
Well, that's exactly true. We're living in a society and a culture where on the left it's okay to bully and to banish people from society if they share a different belief on a topic than you do. And that's certainly been what the experience has been for these female athletes, even in Connecticut, where coaches or league officials have really intimidated them into saying, you know, there's going to be consequences, essentially, if you speak up on this issue. And so people cower, and we need to speak up on it because common sense is on our side. And again, there's so much at stake when you think about the advances for women that have taken place through hard-fought victories. And it's not right that boys can take the podium and exclude the girls. We need to have equal opportunities, and the law gives us that. The law right. is in place to protect them.
Well,
we need to apply it.
Cheryl probably senses this, but I'm just looking at your bio, and I thought your outfit, you're in good hands, Cheryl, because Kristen was involved in winning the case in the Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, which is landmark towards saying it's not about hate, it's about common sense, and it's about choice here, and women ought to be able to compete in this field as they finally have been able to do. What would you advise we do, Cheryl, for people that are supportive of this? The hashtag with the petition is #FairPlayPetition. Is that what you would point people toward?
That would be great, with as many signatures as we can get to raise awareness and show support. Speak out to your local legislators. All the public support we can get would be greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you for writing this. And anytime that there are developments, we'd love to have you back. And, Kristen, thanks for what Alliance Defending Freedom does every day.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate it very much.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.